Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I'm your fat host, Ash, and today on the show, it's just me again. I haven't done one like this in a little while, but I wanted to do a short little pod today to talk about high-profile fat phobia and strategies for how we as fat activists should address that. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you probably know what the impetus for this episode is. I made a story post last week that has spurred a lot of discussion. In the post, I was specifically talking about Anthony Bourdain. I'm sure if you spent any time on social media since Anthony Bourdain's death, you've seen countless people talking about being inspired by him, talking about the way he encouraged people to experience other communities and cultures, about his support for the Me Too movement, and about his irreverent attitude. And these are all true things that I admired about him too. But Anthony Bourdain was also vocally fatphobic. Now, when I said this on Instagram, I got a lot of messages asking for a source. I want to make it clear that I do not recommend seeking this out, especially for fat people who are particularly sensitive to this kind of thing. I've seen this half a dozen times, but it makes me feel a uniquely icy kind of despair every time. So if you're at all sensitive to that or fat phobia, this is not something that you want to watch. If you feel like you can handle it, though, and you must see for yourself what those of us in fat activism are talking about when we're talking about Anthony Bourdain's fat phobia, there's a Travel Channel video that you can Google called Anthony Bourdain Choose the Fat with Ted Nugent. And you can probably guess by the fact that the discussion is with Ted Nugent that the content is going to be pretty awful. And you would be absolutely correct. But I want to make clear that I don't think Anthony Bourdain's fat phobia negates all the good things about him, or I don't think that it negates everything that he stood for. And I don't think that because he was fat phobic that we can't be inspired by the good parts of him. But I do think we have to acknowledge where our heroes get it wrong. Ideally, while they're still around so that they have a chance to grow and change and get it. So my goal today is to talk about strategies for addressing high-profile fat phobia. But first I want to go back to that Travel Channel video. It's really shocking and it's even more disturbing that the Travel Channel continues to allow this thing to exist on their website. Like, I just think about Roseanne's racist rant and how ABC canceled her show that same day, and it wasn't even on their platform. But ABC recognized the damage that allowing her show to continue would do to the network, so they canceled. And maybe the part of the problem with this Travel Channel video is that it's 10 years old. It's from 2008. And I think social norms have certainly changed, and I don't think that if this video were new, it would ever make it to a major cable network's website. I mean, I really hope it wouldn't, at least. But the fact is, we do still see fat phobia coming from high-profile people all the time. And I think our first response has to be an evaluation of the source of that fat phobia. In the case of the Travel Channel video, it's so vicious that it's pretty clear that those men would not be interested in hearing what fat people have to say about our experiences or how fat phobia affects us. Like, neither of the men in that video are interested in a heartfelt plea from a fat person. And honestly, this is clear in a lot of fat phobia. Many, many people who would openly talk shit about fat people or obesity are not willing to listen to fat people. If you've ever spent any time on fat social media, you know this to be true. Most vocal internet fat phobes do not and will not hear what a fat person has to say in any way. So what do we do? Do we let it fester? Don't feed the trolls? I think that it's clear that there's nothing that we as fat people can do about violent internet fat hate. They don't think we should exist, so why would they listen to us? So I think what we need here are thin allies. And I'm talking about real allies, not just people who claim to care about fat people. I don't want just than people who use body positivity tags without examining their complicity in diet culture. We need thin allies that are willing to use their tiny piece of the internet to fight for fat people. Like, I'm honestly tired of watching thin people in the fat community liking and commenting on fat women's photos, but never clapping back at fat haters. We need thin allies that are fighting this shit, even when fat people aren't watching. And for our part, fat people should be better allies for people who are more marginalized than we are. We need to fight for people who are fatter than us, for non-white people, for disabled people. And not because we want social justice gold stars, but because we genuinely care about making the world better for all of us. And if we can do that, if we all make efforts to use the privileges and influence that we each have to fight for people who are less privileged, shit can really change. It's finally officially summer and it's getting hot. And every other summer I've woken up sweaty and sticky and dying for a shower. This summer though, I've got my big fig and I'm telling you that thermogel cooling layer is the real deal. Every morning I've woken up feeling comfy and rested and refreshed. Big Fig is the first mattress system created for larger sleepers. It has pocketed coils that give me the support that I need, and the foam layers make me super comfy. Plus, I opted for the Big Fig frame that's made of recycled railroad steel, and that thing is solid as a rock. This bed is gonna last, and Big Fig stands behind that with a 20-year warranty. Learn more about the first bed made for fat people at bigfigmattress.com and use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Sleep cool this summer with Big Fig. So, back to high-profile fat phobia. Now, there are some high-profile personalities that are probably not even worth Thin Ally's time at this point. Ted Nugent is one of them. And I think we can file a lot of his friendlies in the lost cause bin as also. The Donald Trumps and Milo Yiannopouloses of the world will never be able to get out from behind their massive egos and love for hearing their own voices to care about anyone but themselves. So there's no use wasting bandwidth on these turds. But there are people who have said fatphobic things that I think can be swayed. I'm thinking particularly of celebrities who have shown that they care about social justice and marginalized people, but whose compassion doesn't seem to stretch to fat people yet. For example, Shailene Woodley gained some notoriety last year when she stood with water protectors at Standing Rock. But in one of her interviews with media while she was there, she listed obesity as one of the evils that the government should be contending with rather than accosting peaceful Native protesters. I think that this is the kind of high-profile fat phobia that could be changed. Shailene seems like she's a person with a platform who's also compassionate and willing to listen. So this is where we need those thin allies. We need people who will simply tweet, "Hey, Shailene, when you say obesity, please remember that you're talking about actual human beings who already face incredible societal disadvantage, and treating those people as a scourge on the country is a lot more cruel than I think you actually are." Because I think people like that will be able to hear that criticism and be willing to listen. Matt McGorry is a prime example of a social justice-minded celebrity who, when thin allies opened his eyes, spoke out against fat phobia on social media. It can totally be done, and it's going to take baby steps probably, because diet culture is thick and murky and we're all still trying to dig our way out of it on some level. But if we can shovel it away little by little, things will improve. So, if you're a thin person listening to this, I'm not saying that you should tweet at every celebrity who's ever exhibited fat hate. What I'd like you to do is start in your own community. If you have a friend who says something on Facebook that's fat phobic, whether it's easy or not, I'd like you to say something. You're in a privileged position and your friend is more likely to listen to you than a fat person. So even if it's awkward, I want you to address it. Even if all you say is, "Hey, the way you talk about fat people is cruel." Start the conversation, and start the conversation every time you see it. Because fat people don't have the luxury of brushing off fat phobia. And if you care about fat people, you shouldn't allow yourself that luxury either. And if you're a fat person listening to this, which is probably more likely, I want you to do the same for those who are less privileged than you. If you're a small fat and see a comment about larger fat people, say something. If you're a white fat person and you see something about a person of color, say something. Stick up for the marginalized every time, even if it's hard. Because we owe that to each other. And ripples create waves. And waves can erode even the hardest rocks. So make a ripple every time. And I think, ultimately, that Anthony Bourdain may have someday come to our side as well. He was clearly someone who suffered a lot in his life, but he had clarity of purpose and he encouraged people to expand their worldview and see humanity across borders and across religions and skin colors. I wish he was still around so he could expand his worldview to include compassion for fat people. What we can do, though, is to keep talking about the places that our heroes get it wrong and to find tiny ways to encourage those who are still here to learn and grow. Thank you, as always, to Star Crusher for the music that you heard on today's show and the music you're hearing right now. Hear more at cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com. And thank you to our Patreon patrons. Our patron of the day is Crystal with a K. Thank you, Crystal, for your support. And if you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to learn how. Don't forget to follow the show on social media. All of our social media links can be found at the very top of thefatlip.com. But I'm most active on Instagram, so if you want to see me posing awkwardly or taste testing cookies, that's the place to be. My Instagram tag is Fatlip Podcast, and it's pretty fun over there, so you should check it out. If you've got a minute, please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. Every rating or review makes the show more visible and more likely to get into the ears of more people. And come back next week because Alice and I are finally going to be talking about Dietland, and I am so excited. Okay, but until then, I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I'll see you next time. Bye.